Last week we discussed victim consciousness, and I had a follow-up to that. Most of the discussion was, at least my perception of it, was that of victim consciousness from one's own point of view, being feeling like a victim. What about if you don't feel as if you're a victim, but you see others as victims? Is the discussion the same? Is that the same feeling place?
So if you take everything that we have been in creation with you today, in co-creation today, in teaching today, in giving and receiving today, if you take all of it, you would know that when you judge another as a victim, you are contributing to that energy. When Beth goes into fear, she is contributing to the fear that holds the pattern in place. When you choose to not see that, to only see the goodness, and so we have a suggestion for you. When you see, and you were asking about animals, when you see a person or an animal in what you would consider unfair or painful situation, we would ask you instead to think, I choose to believe that there is purpose and divine order to the creation, and that this being in physical form is co-creating powerfully from thought to explore what choices can be made, and that nothing here is eternal, and that this is only a momentary exploration of pain and discomfort, and that there is so much more that this expression of consciousness will be exploring, will be enjoying, will be expanding in that feels good. And if you can hold that and honor that we are all powerful co-creators in one divine order that always says yes, that we are here to explore all of it, not to get at what you deem right, but to explore all of it, you could soften your resistance. And yet we strongly encourage you to never contribute to the consciousness of victimhood, because it keeps you in this game of exploring through pain much longer than is necessary.